Are you ready to head down the path to an abundant retirement? We're tackling the topics of the mind of the modern retiree here on Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. And now your host, Carol Dewey.
Welcome back to Navigating an Abundant Retirement Radio. I am your host, Carol Dewey, and this week we're going to talk about the top financial concerns of many folks, including U.S. millionaires. This will be the first conversation in our Retire Abundantly series. Now, do you remember when you first said to yourself, "When I have $1 million?" If you're like me, you thought you'd have it made. It's not just as Yogi Berra said, a nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. There are an extraordinary labyrinth of new economic, financial, and political forces at work that threaten our financial security and will create winners and losers. However, if you have accumulated $1 million or more, you are to be congratulated. You have accomplished something that 95% of adults in the United States have not. According to the latest available data, the number of Americans with $1 million or more in investable assets stands at 12.5 million. That puts you in the top 4.8% among adults. Yet, it doesn't feel like you thought it would. Do you find yourself wondering, how will all of the uncertainty affect me, my money, and my future? Will I be okay? If you're like me, and I suspect you are, you're concerned about the many challenges to your freedom and wealth that governments have imposed upon us. Like me, I suspect you've been paying attention with disbelief as you've watched the U.S. transform itself from the richest nation to the world's biggest debtor nation. After all, you've spent a lifetime of hard work and sacrifice to build your wealth. You are proud of what you've built and don't want seemingly out-of-control government spending and onerous taxation to rob you and your loved ones of what rightfully belongs to you. If so, you're not alone. According to USA Today, almost 9 out of 10 Americans with at least $1 million in investments don't feel wealthy. In fact, the fear of running out of money in retirement and their reliance on their own savings make it harder for even well-positioned Americans to feel financially wealthy. Shockingly, in The Million Dollar Question, the Center for Investor Insights reports 1 in 3 or 36% individuals who already have accumulated $1 million or more in investable assets worry that their retirement may not even be an option. Economic threats are growing. They recognize that there will be factors out of their own control that pose a threat to their security. The people surveyed in the report say that there are top 4 specific concerns. 1 is inflation at 70%. 2 is healthcare and long-term care at 65%. 3 is low interest rates at 58%. And 4 was stock market volatility with 56%. These are formidable obstacles to financial freedom for sure. However, these are not the 1 financial freedom foe. The 1 foe to your financial freedom and independence is the IRS. Taxes are the largest expense over your lifetime. The top 10% of income earners, the successful, have always shouldered a large percentage of the tax burden. However, their share has increased dramatically, and they now pay the lion's share of taxes. In 1980, the top 10%, you and me, shouldered 49% of the tax burden. By 1990, we paid 55% of the tax bill. In 2000, it rose to 66%. Today, 71% of federal income taxes are paid by the top 10% of income earners. And by the way, $170,000 of income puts you in the top 10%. The IRS has 3 ways to levy more taxes. First, they can increase tax rates. Second, they can erase existing tax benefits. And third, they can create hidden taxes and traps unknown to most. When President Reagan took office, the top tax bracket was 70%. Prior to that, the top tax rate was 91%. With the national debt spiraling upward and now in excess of $32 trillion, where do you think the federal government will turn to pay for their deficit? More importantly, how vulnerable is your retirement income and lifestyle to increases in the tax rates? In business, cash is king. In retirement, income is king. After-tax income, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. You want to design a retirement income plan that gives you complete confidence that you can go where you want to go, do what you want to do, regardless of the government's need to pay for their wanton spending. President Reagan said to say Congress is spending like drunken sailors is an insult to drunken sailors. So is it landmines or gold mines? Well, the IRS tax code is full of landmines and gold mines. In 1955, the tax code had around 400,000 words. Today, the code and IRS regulations total more than 4 million words. It's full of landmines that can trip up taxpayers who are uninformed with advisors untrained in tax reduction. And it's full of gold mines for those with advisors trained specifically to take advantage of every tax-saving opportunity. You want to be sure you are getting your fair share of the tax gold mines. Tax gold mines taken away from you are potential gold mines for the IRS. By erasing a tax gold mine for you, the IRS puts more revenue into their coffers. Here's the urgency part. By the time you hear about it, it's too late. Be sure you are taking advantage of every tax savings opportunity before they are erased. So what do the successful want? We have found that people who are financially successful want to be in full control of their money and income in retirement so that they can enjoy true financial freedom. I call it retire abundantly. There are five pillars of retire abundantly, and they are: you are the person that you want to become, you are doing all the things you want to do, you are with the people you want to be with, you are making the difference that you want to make, and you are protected from life's uncertainties. Over the coming months, I will share with you how to retire abundantly and the challenges and dangers that stand between you and true freedom and independence, including the six coming financial storms, the five causes of hidden investment friction, and the four costliest money myths. So what's a wise and informed response? Preparation is your ally. In the well-known folktale, an acorn falls on Chicken Little's head. She doesn't see what hit her, but instead of investigating, she at once believes the sky is falling. She convinces her friends that a catastrophic event is imminent. Chicken Little has come to stand for someone who warns of or predicts calamity without justification. The sky is falling is one extreme response. When nesting, ostriches dig shallow holes in the ground for their eggs. They use their beaks to turn their eggs several times a day, no doubt appearing to bury their head in the sand. To bury your head in the sand has come to stand for ignoring obvious facts or refusing to accept advice, hoping that simply denying the existence of a problem will make it go away. Burying your head in the sand is another extreme response. Either response will leave you vulnerable. I want to help you be prepared with a wise and informed response to the coming storms, challenges, and dangers. A strategic retirement lifestyle plan with informed action puts you in the driver's seat with greater control of your money and your future. Does that make sense? In the meantime, if you have any questions or comments, please feel free to give me a call. Also, if you're like me, you're probably asking, why am I doing this? It's not because we need new clients. We grow our client relationships slowly and selectively. Frankly, we're not a good fit for everyone. But if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably someone who is successful, serious about your money and future, and salt-of-the-earth kind of person, honest and open-minded. So here's my thought. If what you hear on our podcast is valuable and resonates, you will probably want to learn more. If so, we do have a fast-paced, top-rated presentation, Income Tax Reduction and Estate Tax Elimination, that hundreds of thousands across the U.S. have profited from. It details how to create substantial income tax deductions, avoid double taxation on your IRS-targeted retirement accounts, legally bypass capital gains taxes on stocks, bonds, and real estate, reduce and even eliminate income taxes on your IRA and 401k, and convert unused assets into tax-free income you can't outlive. So if at any point you're interested in discovering how, just give our office a call at 877-434-6243 or email us at carol@perpetualwealthfinancial.com. So let me leave you with a question and a smile. The question is, what's the one thing you would surrender all of your money to keep? Whatever that answer is, be sure your strategic retirement lifestyle plan protects that. And a smile, a quote by Samuel Langhorne Clemens, aka Mark Twain. The only difference between the tax man and a taxidermist is that the taxidermist leaves the skin. Now that's all I've got planned for you this week. Until next time, remember that navigating your abundant retirement starts today. I'd like to encourage you to continue our journey of enlightenment and education by subscribing to our podcast and downloading the show. See you next time.
You should consult a financial advisor familiar with the specific circumstances of your unique financial situation before making any financial decisions. Nothing in this broadcast constitutes as a solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Any mentioned rates of returns are historical or hypothetical in nature and are not a guarantee of future returns. Carol Dewey is an investment advisor representative of Perpetual Wealth Financial, a Florida registered investment advisor firm.